Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Liz Denery Sanders of SheBrand.com, and welcome to the SheBrand Superstar Call for October. You are in for a treat this evening because you are going to learn how to check the pulse of your brand with one of the most brand aficionado people that I know. She's a friend of mine. We just think on the same wavelength. She is brilliant. Mary Vandeweele is with us this evening, and she is best known for her individualistic expertise when it comes to coaxing out the emotional power in brands to spike the bottom line. Mary Vandeweele, also known affectionately as Van, is the CEO and brand anthropologist of Zing Your Brand and Company, a New York-based creative brand consultancy, laboratory, and workspace for brand anthropology, design, and magic. She is dubbed a brand therapist and master provocateur by clients and media alike. And Van brings a highly eclectic perspective to branding, whether as the weekly host of New York Brand Lab Radio, which I was honored to be on a few weeks ago, leading the New York Brand Lab workshops, speaking, consulting, blogging, and she also produces the Brand Reinvention Summit. For 15 years, Van ran her own global branding shop with offices in New York and Sydney with Fortune 500 clients across four different continents. She's written for Dan Schwabel's personal branding blog, Entrepreneur.com, and has been featured in Investor's Business Daily, Reuters, Vogue, and Entrepreneur Magazine. She is also the author of the soon-to-be-published Dead Brand Walking. Welcome, Van.
Hello, Liz. It's such a treat to be on the show with you.
Well, we're so excited to have you. And by the way, I think you had mentioned to me your book is coming out in 2012, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm still working on it. Sometimes I think I'm putting the finishing touches on it, and then I realize that I'm not quite there yet. But it's a fascinating journey, and I'm very excited about it.
Well, we're excited too. I would like to make a request right now, Van, for an early copy.
You bet. It's yours.
Awesome. Well, I know our listeners are really excited to learn how to check the pulse of their brands and to know, is it showing vital signs? And so before we jump in, I want to give our listeners your Twitter handle. They know mine, which is at SheBrandLiz. Van's Twitter handle is at Mary Vandeweele, and I'm going to spell that for you. It's MaryVandeweele, Mary Vandeweele. So I know that Van is going to be sharing a ton of awesome gems and insights with you this evening, so feel free to tweet away. So Van, I know that you can spot a dead brand walking from a mile away. Tell me a little bit more about that, and are you always so lighthearted?
Well, I guess, you know, I've been in the game for a while, and I know how people feel, generally speaking, right? I mean, it is changing, but I've come across so many people and organizations that they sort of want to pull their hair out when they think about their brand because it feels like too much hard work. So, and how I've sort of worked all throughout my career is that I've actually helped people sort of try and see their brand through a different lens, and the lens that I use is sort of, it's how to spot a dead brand walking and how to check the pulse of your brand, because really it's all about energy, right? So your brand is sort of an expression of your energy and what you bring to the table, you know, as a small business owner or even, you know, as a large organization. So I try and be lighthearted because if people smile, they can get it, you know, on that gut level.
Right.
And everybody knows what that feels like. And you can tell a person walking down the street when they have low energy, right? It's like a cloud hanging over their head.
Absolutely.
And it's a bit like, or meeting someone and there's a listless handshake, right? And eyes downward to the ground. Well, we know that person is having low energy, right? Not a pumping pulse, so to speak. And so I use that analogy because you can go to a site online, for example, and you can immediately tell whether the lights are on or off, right? How many times has that happened to you, Liz?
Oh, absolutely. I talk about that a lot.
Yeah. So it's really that expression is just a way to open the door, right? And have some fun with really discovering a different, how you can actually affect and impact the energy of your brand, which of course is your most vital asset in your business, I think. And we both think. We're so good that we're on the same page, isn't that, Liz?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think you make such an important point, Van, about you know, it's not just in person per se. You know, if you pass someone walking down the street, it really is, you know, from your website to your business card to, you know, a gift that you might give someone, everything is a part of you and your brand. And I think sometimes people forget that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's well, just a different way. It's sort of just fine-tuning your mind, just your mindset, you know, just changing it. Even if you change your thinking about your brand just by, a few degrees, it's such a huge difference. So if we can help our listeners walk away from this, from your wonderful call today, thinking slightly differently about their brand, that it's actually a living, breathing organism, and we need to nurture it in a way, that really is a pretty big shift for some people, because they sort of don't even, they don't want to think like that, or they've never been offered the way to think like that. So,
well, do you think that many women entrepreneurs actually connect the dots, that their business success and their visibility and their profitability are all affected by their brand?
Well, I think more and more that's happening. I still come across many, many women entrepreneurs who really, even though they might be very successful in their businesses, they're actually not showing up, if you know what I mean. And they don't realize that they're not being true to themselves or being true to their business. I mean, the business is being transacted, you know, money is coming in, but there's this part of them that's holding back, or they're not actually investing themselves into, they're not immersing themselves in their brand. You know, you have to be willing to surrender a little bit, you know, and allow people to see you and find you. So I think obviously the women who come to you and to me, Liz, they often are, they're often priests, you know, they realize they have work to do in a different kind of way.
Right.
In terms of enhancing their brand or thinking differently. So I think that more and more women are in business are understanding how important it is, because it's really what brings you right up front and personal to your potential customers, if you can show up and actually allow yourself to be seen, really, for who you are. That's what it's about, right? It's like showing up big time.
Right, and you and I have had a number of conversations, Van, about sort of this fear that we see holding women back today, you know, fear of putting their true authenticity on the line, really, of really showing themselves. And because of that, I see a lot of copycatting going on, and a lot of eyes on everything but their own stuff, if you will. You know, a lot of women being very concerned about the competition and what everyone else is doing, as opposed to really zeroing in on what makes them unique and special and what gives them tremendous energy. You know, and so can we talk for a minute a little bit about what is holding them back? You know, and we've talked about that there's a fear there.
Well, I think that, you know, not so long ago, you know, the mentality was almost like we're in our back gardens, you know, chatting over the back fence about our lives, our businesses. But now, you know, if you have a business and you're online, you know, you are actually on the global map. And I think the enormity of what that actually means, that you're visible and your business is visible, you know, 24/7. By a global audience, you know, we're actually living in a global village. So it's really required that you show up and allow people to understand who you are and what your story is. I mean, I think the most visited link on any site is the About page.
Yeah.
Because people, whether they want to do business or get to know you or understand the background, they want to actually have a sense that you are, there's someone behind the scenes there with a living, you know, pumping pulse. Because that's what we're all craving. You know, our brains, you know, this whole neuroscience you know, wonderful work that's going on. You know, we're not the rational beings we like to think we are. We're actually, you know, we're all very emotionally oriented. And if you feel and respond to somebody, for example, on the about page or on the home page or wherever, if you feel like your body is leaning into the screen, and you know, or your eyes are gleaming, or your heart is pounding a little faster, it's because you're actually drawn, right? Drawn to an energy and a presence on that site. And we all know what that feels like. It doesn't happen all the time. It's not like falling in love. It's just, you just know that there's some different thing happening on the site, right? It's just a screen, but you can feel a presence that someone is back there caring about making a difference, or whether it's their language or their graphics or their the tone, right? I say brands have a tone and have a behavior because you can feel it. It's just like you meet someone and you just don't like them, right? Or you just don't trust them. You know, you can't explain that away. So it's sort of a lot of it's, you know, and then people say, well, how do you do that? How do you show up online? Well, does that answer your question, Liz?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's almost, not to get too woo-woo on us, but I mean, it's almost like we have little energetic sensors, right,
that
can actually feel other energies. And so a brand, as Van, you know, is sharing, a brand is energy. A brand has energy, and it's how you put it out there and make that emotional connection, you know, with your audience. So I think that's a really, really big piece, you know, and talking about neuroscience and how we're not just rational beings, we're emotional beings, and therefore if you want to have a powerful brand, you have to be able to emote, right? So I think that's important.
You bet. You bet. Well, that's why, you know, authenticity is so big, right? It's because our brains really are hardwired. I mean, imagine when we were cave people. I mean, when they were cave people, right? I mean, their brains were wired for, you know, danger or not danger. I mean, they had to sort of work out whether to go towards something or to run away. So we have these, it's sort of a survival mechanism, and it keeps us away from danger. And so there are signals that go to our brain if we detect or we pick up or sniff foul play, or there's someone who's lying to us, or there's something that doesn't feel trustworthy, or something feels good, right? Our brains actually inform us of that. So it's, you know, and you can just think about the people you meet and the sites that you see and the things that you do. I mean, often, you know, it's sort of an unconscious thing that you're just sort of drawn to somebody or something, and it's because the brain is sending signals, and it's very important. I think it's, you know, our brains really, I think it's something like 90% of the information we use, well, maybe not 90, but a lot of, we often make decisions emotionally, and then our brain kicks in and makes sense of it, you know.
Yes.
Gives us a reason why it's an important thing to be doing.
Mm-hmm. You know, if a brand, which in fact is a dynamic living organism, it's got a pulse, how would you recommend, you know, a woman entrepreneur who really wants to tap into that and nurture that? What are some steps that she could take to make sure that that pulse is vital and strong?
Well, I guess the first thing is to actually be clear, clarity, right?
Mm.
You have to be clear about the identity and the personality and the attitude of your brand, right? That what you want to build for your business, because clarity is so important. So it's about being really clear about, first of all, you know, who you're talking to and why it matters.
Mm.
And I think we spoke before, Liz, didn't we, of, you know, Simon Sinek's, the writer, the author
Start with
of
Why.
Start with Why, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It really is so important, and that's also such a big import. That's also the brain circuits, you know, come in, because why we do something is really more interesting for our, you know, clients and customers than how we do it or what we do. Because again, there's a story in there, right? And our brains really do respond to storytelling because it's magical, and we sort of, you know, that you know, imagine that scene when we're all little kids in kindergarten and the teacher's telling a story and we're all cross-legged on the floor looking up. You know, remember that magic of being in the storytelling mode?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have a story about why you do what you do and why you care and why anybody else should care, that's what makes people connect and resonate on that emotional level. You know, how many sites, so in answer to your question, I'm saying, you know, when you, if you look at so many sites and this is what we do, right? Mm-hmm. We are a XYZ, this is what we do, this is how we do it, these are our services, these are our people, want to work with us?
Right.
I don't think so, you know. but, and I don't think, this is a story from Simon's book, when you ask Michael Dell, so I hope listeners, you know, can relate to this, you know, what he does, and he talks about making fantastic, you know, affordable computers, so they're on every desk, you know, do you want one? Well, yes, but when Steve Jobs was asked that question, he said, I am driven by a desire to, you know, to innovate in the world, you know. Passion is what means something to me. Innovation and design will change the world, and I happen to make, you know, computers, iPads, iPhones. Do you want one? So you see, the understanding what makes people tick, I think, is the first thing that, if you can embed that into your messaging and into your communication, it's so huge, because
right.
Suddenly, I mean, you do that beautifully, Liz. You know, on your site, you just talk about, you know, your brand is really about your caring for what's important, you know.
Right.
So I think how to get the pulse pumping, right, and how to start thinking differently is really about asking that question, why? And if it has great feeling to it, then it's important to sort of, which, it, you know, would, you then incorporate that into all your messaging.
Yes.
So people lean closer into the screen.
Mm. You know, it's interesting, Van, when you were saying that, a couple of things came to mind. One being, I love how you always say the money's in the brand,
mm-hmm.
which
yep.
is so true.
Mm-hmm.
If people want to be profitable, they have to build a solid brand foundation and understand their why and be able to express it with emotion and passion. But I also heard you say that the brand is in the story,
mm-hmm.
and that storytelling is so key to being able to connect and emotionally connect with your audience. And I think that's fabulous. You know, the money's in the brand, but the brand is in the story.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I thought that was awesome.
Well, you're right. You're right. It's imagine wearing. Okay, here's another tip. Okay, to our listeners, you know, start wearing the hat of the brand maverick or the brand provocateur, right? Because that shows that you're having fun, right? Because I know a lot of people who don't have fun with their business or their
yeah.
brand.
Yeah.
So imagine if you can start having some fun. You know, imagine having a twinkle in the eye when you think about writing about what you do and why you do it and why anybody else should care. You see, that brings a different energy to it, doesn't it? If you
mm-hmm.
if you decide to be the chief excitement officer of your business, you know.
Yes.
How can you excite your audience so that they just put their hand up and say, "Yes, I want that." Right?
Yes.
So maybe everybody should go and look at their site, seeing as we're talking, I guess, about online businesses just for now, or look at any of their printed material and say, you know, if I was looking at this with a fresh pair of eyes, would I actually say, put my hand up and say, yes, I want this?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, and it's fascinating because, you know, of course it's about getting that potential client excited, but you have to be excited first. You
Absolutely.
Have to feel it first in order for them to be able to feel it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's interesting because I find, Van, when I'm working with clients sometimes, you know, on their bigger why and the clarity piece and a mission statement, if you will, and I have them do some exercises around that, you know, I share, you know, when you're writing and, you know, you write something and you get a little bit choked up, or you feel
mm-hmm.
butterflies in your stomach, or your body
yep.
responds
mm-hmm.
physically in some way, then you're on to something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, emotions get our attention. Right?
Yes.
It's sort of a that's not woo-woo, or that's not Van making it up. That's a biological evolution. You know, that's a fact.
A fact.
You know, emotions get our attention. They keep us connected. And we long to be connected. I mean, why? I mean, there's a real desire and craving. I keep saying, why else are there, like, I think it's now 600 or 700 million people on Facebook. They are longing for connection. They're longing to tell their story and to share in words and pictures, you know, for the world to see. I mean, it's astonishing. I mean, I don't know how many countries that makes up, right?
Right.
But what does that say? I mean, here we are in 2011, right, Liz?
Right.
And millions and millions of people are craving to be part of this big tribe. I mean, it's just astounding.
It is.
I don't think we could ever imagine it before. So that says a lot about making sure your story is delicious and irresistible and fascinating. And I just, while I'm on that point, I just know so many people who think, oh, but I can't have too much fun. My language or copy can't be too irreverent, right, or provocative, because that's not professional. So I could give you, you know, heaps of sites, and I know we've talked about this before, Liz, of people who are actually being totally themselves, totally transparent in the most lovely way, right? Thrilling way. They're attracting corporate clients as well as, you know, entrepreneurs, small business owners, because they're just really showing up and being, look, this is what I do. I'm having a blast. Want some fun too? And it's just a matter of, I think that kind of transparency is a big thing right now, because before it was about making a transaction with somebody. And I think now people really want to be transformed. They want transformational experiences with other people.
Absolutely.
Which they get when they work with you, right, Liz? They're not just getting, okay, I want She Brand to brand me, you know, ka-ching. They actually come for an experience for you to enhance their whole way of being in the world. And I think that's one of the, you know, emerging values, new values in this 21st century is it's people want magic and transformations instead of just the you know, transaction. So it's really the context, isn't it? Understanding what's happening in the world, and that's why there's this craving and longing for real connection. And if our listeners understand that, they can actually perhaps go back and look at their copy or look at their main headline and say, well, does this actually really speak to what I really care about? You know, is this really my story?
Mm-hmm.
So interesting, isn't it?
It is, and you know, I always encourage people to take their editor hat off if they're writing about their story, and just, you know, maybe set a timer for 30 minutes or 40 minutes and literally just write what you're feeling about your business, your story, your services, your products. Just write, why did you go into business in the first place? Why is it important to you? Why is what you're doing important to you? And just write from your feelings, and don't take your pen off the paper. Don't interrupt or edit yourself while you're doing it. That's the most important piece. This is not for anyone else to read. It's just for you to get it out. And then you can always go back and look at it, you know, maybe 24 hours later and say, okay, wow, this is pretty powerful. And now I'm going to edit and put it, you know, on my site. But if you're always coming from a place of trying to be, you know, uber professional and not make any mistakes and, you know, sort of watching what others are doing, it's going to be very hard, I think, to get that emotive piece, that real story out there. And I'm sure you've seen the same thing, Van.
You bet.
You know, it's interesting because you ran, you know, a very successful branding and design agency with offices in New York and in Australia, and, you know, you've worked with both corporate clients and entrepreneurs. I'm wondering, have you always worked with this notion of energy within the brand?
You know, it's sort of interesting because I think I did. I just never really talked about it quite like this. When I was in Sydney, we did a lot of work for the Murdoch, you know, Rupert Murdoch's company, you know, News Corp. Launching magazines for them and relaunching and revitalizing and re-energizing, right, some of their brands and newspapers and magazines. And I would sit in some of those meetings with the top cheese, right? And this is a while back now, of course, 15, 18 years ago, and one of the top guys one day said, as he was packing up his, you know, notes, and he said to me, really took me by surprise, he says, you know, Van, you really are a corporate healer. You do know that, don't you?
Mm.
And I can remember thinking, wow, you know, because I used to kind of talk like this. I don't think I used the energy word so much, but it was always about how can we create a message and create an image and a feeling that's going to connect. It was a lot of emotional. I did talk about what's the emotional IQ of your business and of your
right.
brand. Because again, there you could rate yourself. I mean, maybe our listeners should think, okay, how would I rate my brand when it comes to its emotional intelligence, right? IQ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much does it resonate? How much do people long for more and want more? You know,
right.
And I think that it's really, I think corporations, I mean, they're not as agile and nimble as small business owners or entrepreneurs, because you know they're like a big ship. It takes longer to turn, right?
Right, to transform. Mm-hmm.
Right, so I think mm-hmm. It's going to take longer for corporate America in particular to sort of get this, but I think there are more and more people who are understanding that embedding business with a more humane consciousness, I mean, that's really what this is all about, really. I mean, if you take away the brand word, what we're really doing, Liz, is trying to bring a different consciousness to business, so it is more transparent and real, right? And
yes.
people care. Look what Zappos is doing, you know, with its whole transforming the workplace.
Absolutely. It's a cultural shift as
mm-hmm.
well. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, customer service was never quite like this before, right? Zappos is turning it on its head and actually paying people to leave if they don't really like the culture. So there's a really big transformation happening. I call it, we're now living in a world of business unusual, because it's just nothing, all the rules have changed. And I think this is what's so hard for many people, because they either think the rules, you know, they learnt the rules one way, and suddenly with everything's okay, you could do anything you want and actually be yourself. I mean, that is really threatening, don't you think, for some people, for a lot of people,
and particularly, as you well put it, you know, for heavily corporate companies, and I think people that are still very tied to the industrial age versus, you know, what we're shifting into, which of course is the information age.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I do. I think it's going to be very interesting, you know, and I think that entrepreneurs, and I'm guessing you would probably agree with me, Van, that, you know, entrepreneurs have a huge advantage here.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think if entrepreneurs are jumping on the bandwagon right now and thinking differently and doing things differently, I mean, I think this is the crest of the wave. Not even the crest of the wave. This is, you know, you'd be ahead of the rest of the pack, basically. And the way I look at it, too, Liz, is in a way, and I often talk about this, you know, is our businesses are really just a platform from which to sort of spread the word about what it is that you care about. I mean, of course it's a business, of course it's something that you're passionate about, but if you think actually about your brand and your business as a platform from which, almost like a stage, right, from which you can actually affect change, you know, whether you're giving back money to impoverished women or helping, you know, contribute, it's just not about your business. It's actually a place where you can have a voice that's larger than anything that you could ever have done before.
Right.
And that's also a way to get that pulse pumping, is that if you bring that big picture thinking to your brand and business, your world, I mean your visitors and clients and customers, when they come to you, they're gonna pick that up, they're gonna read it, they're gonna feel it. It's sort of just not, hey, I'm selling this, want some?
Right.
you know, it's sort of an interesting thing. I mean, Oprah, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
I used to think, oh, what a great TV show she has. You know, she's a TV host, you know, fabulous and brilliant. But really, I think her television, you know, show and what she's doing now, I mean, that was a platform for her to really help change the world and to
right.
shift the values and mm-hmm. to, you know, she's created a huge paradigm shift for women and cultures everywhere. She was just in Australia recently, and I've heard from friends that the country just went crazy.
Really?
It was a few months ago, but the whole world stopped when she went there. She did a show there. But she just wasn't one of the most successful television hosts. Her show is actually a platform, and her world, you know, to actually make a difference in the world, and that sounds like a big job. But I mean, I think if we all ask ourselves how we can think of our businesses like that, it's almost like you have to step up to this platform and have a big voice and a big megaphone, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, your business is a vehicle for stepping into something much bigger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a soul of your business, right? And then it's, you know, the brand is so busy, right? It's got so many hats. but you know, it's what your brand is doing that is what is engaging and attracting the people that you want, right? And so if you're real and talk to them in your voice, with, you know, and you nurture your brand so it speaks from that real place. I mean, it's sort of hard to, it's sort of irresistible, really.
Yes, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, it's interesting, Van, because you're such a great example, I think, of really this cultural fusion.
Mm-hmm.
And you've lived on four continents before you were even 15 years old. You know, and had such a breadth of experience. Does that cultural mix play a big part in your thinking and the work that you're doing now?
Well, that's a good question. Well, you know, I was born in South America, in Venezuela, and then moved to Canada, and then the Netherlands, and then Australia, and then back here more recently. And I think, you know, when you travel, or when you have to pick up and move to different countries and continents and cultures and languages, you know, the way I survived, not that it was so horrible, of course, but, you know, it's sometimes you don't want to move, you just made friends as a five-year-old or something. You learn how to pick up the clues, or you learn to see the world in a different way. And I think I was, being a very visual person, I kind of had this, I'm not saying I had peripheral vision, but I was always aware of what was outside the lines of sight. You know, I was always looking for, you know, how to fit in, because, you know, you move to a new school, you're the outsider, and then you want to sort of become, I'm not saying the insider, but you want to have friends. So you're learning how the world works around you. So I think just from that experience of traveling with my family, it taught me how to look for clues, because it's the clues that informs you, right, or mm-hmm. inform me. And I think that's even now why when I look around, I'm always sort of picking up clues, because even silence can be a clue, right?
Right.
But they don't have to be visible clues. Their sensations can be a clue that can inform you. And I think that kind of information is hugely critical to how you interpret the clues and then act out your life and live out loud, right? I love living out loud. Let's all live out loud.
Yes. Well, and that's a great metaphor, really, for giving out clues for your brand, that you're constantly putting out information and clues about who you are, what you stand for, who you work with, why what you do is important to you and others. So those clues are really key, aren't they?
Yeah. And I think you have to be willing to look at them. You have to have the curiosity to explore, I mean, and the willingness, right, to sort of digest and interpret what you see so that it can help you. Because walking around with a dead pulse, right,
mm-hmm.
and eyes cast downwards, you know, and low energy, you know, you're not going to be able to see much, right? So you have to sort of lift up your head and know that, you know, there's so much information out there that can be so critical. So it is a certain kind of willingness to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, I'm sure you do the same in your travels.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, we can always be open to what's around us and also aware of what we are putting out there as well, mm-hmm. on all levels, energetically and otherwise. Mm-hmm. Van, I'm wondering if there's one thing that you'd like our listeners tonight to take away from this call and to really know about being able to check the pulse of their brand. What would that one thing be?
Well, I guess if our listeners sort of looked at their brand, you know, through sort of a different lens, and looked at it as sort of this, looked at it as sort of a almost living organism that actually needed nurturing and attention and detail and guidance, right? If they could look at their brand as something that is also a whole load of fun, and you know, and if they can have the have fun exploring what that means to them, because it means something different to everybody,
right?
And actually see if that feels like, you know, see if that see what kind of energy they can bring to their business, thinking like that, and being more playful, or wear the hat. This is my favorite, Liz. Be the master of serious play in your business.
I like that.
Because you can have both, you know. You can be professional and serious, but if you wear the hat of the master of serious play, you really get the best goodies of all, you know, the best consequences, I think.
Well, I think most people would much rather have fun, right? At the end of the day.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And if they're not having fun in their business, it, you know, it really means going way back to, you know, what's going on, because no one should be stuck in a business that they're not having any fun.
That's right.
I don't think.
That's right. And asking yourself, you know, why am I in business in the first place? And you know, I think you and I have talked about this before, Van. We may have even chatted on your radio show about it. You know, there are people that go into business to make money, that is their intention. But that doesn't usually bring about a tremendous amount of happiness unless there is some other passion there about why you're doing what you're doing. Have you found that as well?
Yes, I mean, people often say follow your dream, or, you know, because they do say once you do that, the money will come.
Money
well, I guess some people just get too frustrated waiting, or, you know, following it, or else they're not being honest about following the right dream, or, I mean, people have to be quite self-aware, you know, internally to do this too, I think. It's not just, your brand is a reflection of what's really going on inside, which is why I often talk about the underbelly of brands. It sounds scary, doesn't it?
The dark side?
It could be the shadow side.
I think
a lot of stuff, you know, keeps us shooting ourselves in the foot. And if that keeps happening, you know something's going on that you need to look at. That's what's stopping you from getting where you want, or why aren't you attracting clients, or why isn't something happening? And I think that happens to all of us at different times. And I think you just need to really go still or look inside and really, you know, ask a different question, right?
Yes, yes. And I often find that it does go back to that bigger why and that clarity piece. And, you know, that is oftentimes, 9 times out of 10, you know, a big reason why entrepreneurs aren't succeeding in their business, because they're not connected to their bigger why. They don't have that clarity, and they're not attracting their ideal clients or even attracting clients at all. You know, so Van, you do something at the end of your radio show that I love, and I would love to flip the table on you and have you do it. You know, you love to have your guests dare your listeners and really get them out of their comfort zone. So I would love, since we're sort of nearing the end of our call today, to have you dare everyone that's listening this evening. You know, what could they do? Maybe one thing in the next week that's really going to take them out of their comfort zone.
Oh, you're amazing, Liz. You're turning the tables on me. So this is what it feels like. I had no idea. Well, this actually, this is funny, the timing on this question. Because I did this the other day, or recently. I would dare, and this can be fun, but this is meant to sort of be a little uncomfortable, right? I would dare our listeners to get their hands on a flip video, you know, flip camera,
mm-hmm.
or get in front of their iMovie, you know, if they have a Mac,
yes.
somehow film themselves, whether they can do it in the quietness of their own place. I don't mean find someone to sort of take a video of you, but even a flip video, just put it somewhere and talk to the video
mm-hmm.
about, and sort of talk to your future self. Now, by future self, I'm saying the self that might be calling you, right, that might say, hey, Van, in 2 years, this is where you're going to be. It really is what you want to be, right, where you want to be.
Right.
So imagine you're talking to your future self, and they're saying, you know, over here, girl, over here. So you're talking to the camera in that voice of your future self.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually pretending, play-acting that you are where you want to be in 2 years, 5 years, next week, whatever, right? And you talk to the camera, and you give the camera good eye contact, right? Really important. You can't look shifty and, oh, what am I doing this for, you know?
Right.
Get in, you know, still yourself or, you know, ground yourself and say to the camera, you know, talk about what's happening right now in that space of, you know, you've written, you know, my book is just being released and it's, you know, I'm, you know, talk about your radio show or your television show that you keep talking about, but pretend that you're already doing it.
Mm.
Well, you know what I'm saying, right?
As if.
That's clear. So that's it. You just, and it can be, you know, 2 minutes or 1 minute or 5 minutes, as much as you can bear, but actually talk to that camera and look into the eye of the camera. And even if it's difficult or upsetting or you sputter or whatever, splutter, you know, just see what it feels like to actually own that space or own that sense of your future self and that energy, right, of what is really drawing you. Because obviously
right.
we all want to be somewhere or be, you know. And see what that feels like and then look at it, play it back, and see yourself talking from that place. I mean, I tried it and boy, it was...
Powerful.
You know, it's very powerful, and see, it's the ownership of that feeling, and of course that's that energy that if you're talking around your brand and business, and see what that feels like.
I'm getting scared
just thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's such a powerful practice of pulling your future vision into the present, isn't it? Sort of matching that up energetically.
You bet.
It's like a live talking vision board.
Yes, absolutely.
I love that. I'm going to do it. You challenged me.
Oh, Liz, that's amazing. A talking, because, you know, so many of us have vision boards, but this is a talking one. So whenever you need that sense of, yes, I know who I am, and I know what's important, and I know what's meaningful, and I'm there,
mm-hmm.
if you needed that moment, you could actually watch yourself come from that space.
Yeah, it's
fabulous. Fabulous.
Well, I hope everyone listening this evening will take Van up on that dare, that challenge, because I think that that's really, really powerful in terms of being pulled forward into your vision. So thank you for sharing that, Van. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you have something else to share with our listeners before I let you go. I know you are very famous for your brand audits, and I would love it if maybe we could just take the last couple of minutes for you to share with our listeners what is a brand audit and
mm-hmm.
What you are offering them this evening.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you, Liz. The brand audit, or Zingventory, it's an hour, and it can be pretty powerful because I get to sort of, you know, probe and prowl around someone's site. I send out a workbook with a lot of questions, so by the time we get on the hour, on the phone call for an hour, I actually work with people's points of pain, right? Where does it hurt, right? As
mm-hmm.
a brand therapist or brand anthropologist, it's actually what's hurting with the business brand and what is it that you're looking for. So that's a questionnaire and then an hour on the phone where I really sort of I work quickly, so I can see your future self. That's a good way of putting it, right, Liz?
I love that. Yes. Well, you are psychic, Van. I know that.
Well, it's a lot rolled into 1 hour, and you can walk away with most of what you can be very clear about what you want, and that's normally that's $4.97 for that, and I'm going to offer your listeners, I'm going to just make it half price, so $2.50 or
wow.
$2.47. Whatever, I don't have a code for it, so if anybody's interested in having to sit and do quite a major workbook questionnaire and sending it to me and then setting up an hour, if there are listeners who are willing and keen to do that, I would love to share that half price just for you, Liz. I'd love to do that.
That's amazing. That's really generous, Van. How can they get in touch with you to schedule that?
Well, I think the easiest thing is to get in touch. They can get in touch with me, and one of us will get back, but I probably will, van@zingyourbrand.com. And if you wanted to get more information about the brand audit, it's on the site, zingyourbrand.com. So, there's a lot of information there. But I'd love to do that, Liz.
That's awesome. And I just have to say to everyone listening this evening that you absolutely should take Van up on this incredible opportunity. She has spent 25-plus years in branding, both for corporate clients and entrepreneurs all over the world, and she has a serious gift. So I highly recommend that you get in touch with her. You can find her on her website at zingyourbrand.com. You can email her directly at van@zingyourbrand.com. And again, Van, thank you for your generosity. Thank you for spending time with us this evening. This has been such an informative and helpful call. I'm sure that all of our listeners would agree. So thank you for taking the time to be with us tonight.
Oh, Liz, you're wonderful. Well, I can't thank you enough. I salute you for all the remarkable and powerful work that you do with your clients and your world. And I'm a great fan, and I've been following you. So it's such a treat to be sharing this time with you and your listeners. And anything I can do for you, you know how to reach me. So we'll just continue this fabulous dialogue, right?
I do. I'm going to see you in New York very soon.
I know. I can't wait. We'll have
me
a blast.
Me too. So thanks again. It's a mutual admiration society here, as everyone can tell. and to all of our listeners, thank you so much for being on our She Brand Superstar call for October. We love having you here. I'm sure you're taking some great gems away from Van this evening. Again, this is Liz Dennery Sanders from SheBrand.com, and I will see you on the November call. Take care, everyone, and thank you, Van.
Thank you, Liz. Until soon.